DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for some programmes that are on radio this week that you might find interesting. Inevitably, Saturday the 8th of August is rather dominated on our Radio 3 by the proms, the BBC proms. And in fact, this is all the way through the week. They begin at 5 o'clock on the Saturday, then there's 7.30 and there's a 9.40. There are other programmes that you can listen to, of course, on a Radio 4, for instance. At 9 o'clock in the morning, there's part 3 of a series called What Happened to Counterculture. And this is called Beauty in the Streets, and it opens with the events of May 1968 and looks at how counterculture became more expressly political and increasingly disruptive to the mainstream social order, as Stuart Lee examines the influence of the avant-garde in the politics of 1968 in Paris. There is on BBC Radio 3 a programme that's not about the proms, and that is at 1 o'clock, and it's part of the series Key Changes, Radio 3's Essential History of Classical Music. And this is really based on 1794, the period of the French Revolution, Les Enfants de la Patrie, as it is subtitled. As the French Revolution reached its most violent phase, the pianist Hélène de Mongeroux stood accused and, as legend would have it, saved her life by impressing the authorities with an improvisation of the revolutionary song La Marseillaise. And there are lots of other composers within the programme for the following hour. Switching back to Radio 4, A Fork in the Road, August in Manchester. This is a drama about a chance encounter on a London tube train which reunites Lee with Rick, who met each other at a house party in the summer of 1996. Although she ended up starting a family with Rick's best friend Charlie, sometimes Lee can't help but wonder what life would have been like if she'd chosen Rick instead. The story follows her, as well as Rick and Charlie, in four Augusts, 10 years apart. That's on BBC Radio 4 at 3 p.m. In the evening, Archive on 4, Writing Our Mothers. This is an exploration of how female writers have tackled mother figures in their work throughout history, with contributions from writers such as Susie Orbach, Kit Duvall and various others, and archive interviews with writers including Sylvia Plath and Maya Angelou. That's at 8 p.m. on BBC Radio 4. That's followed at 9 o'clock by 10 Fights That Made the Green Movement, the first of two parts, repeating 10 episodes, the 10 fights which were used as examples of significant conflicts in the history of environmental protests. That's 9 p.m. on Radio 4. Sunday the 9th of August has more of the BBC proms live and recorded on BBC Radio 3. But over on Radio 4, the Desert Island Discs, this is regularly at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, neurologist Professor Dame Pamela Shaw talks to Lauren Laverne about her life. Now, Professor Shaw effectively reduced our fear of motor neuron disease, which she terms the worst disease in medicine, and she recalls encountering it as a young doctor in the late 1980s, and then she resolved to dedicate her life to its eradication. She's involved in a treatment that can now slow down its progression. And some of her disc choices remind her of growing up in the 1960s in Kuwait, where a hospital visit predestined her career. And she also talks about the achievements of her team at the Sheffield Institute for Translational Neuroscience, as well as paying tribute to the rugby league player and campaigner Rob Burrow, who died of MND in 2024. So that's Desert Island Discs at 10 a.m. on Radio 4. At 1:30 p.m. on Radio 4 is a programme called Burnham's Pledge. Now here, Kevin Corr explores the Prime Minister's pledge to tackle rough sleeping, revisiting a 2019 interview in which he put rough sleeper Gary's question to Andy Burnham when he was Mayor of Greater Manchester. So that's one of the issues that the new Prime Minister raised right at the start, and there's a discussion of it at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday the 9th of August on Radio 4. Also on Radio 4 is a play in the afternoon, the first of two parts. It's called Libra, and it's Ben Lewis's adaptation of Don DeLillo's fictional reimagining of the assassination of John F. Kennedy from the perspective of a CIA analyst tasked with pulling together all the facts, theories and suppositions surrounding the event. That's 3 o'clock on Sunday, August the 9th, part one of a two-part drama, Libra. Also on Radio 4, this time at 11 p.m, Great Lives, ballerina Lauren Cuthbertson joined Matthew Paris to discuss the life and accomplishments of the dancer Dame Margot Fonteyn. She was born in 1919 and died in 1991. Now, although that's 11 o'clock at night, I raised it because I think most of us know Dame Margot Fonteyn by reputation, if not by experience. So that's 11 p.m. on Radio 4, Sunday 9th of August. Now for some programmes that are on each day of the week, from Monday through till Friday. And on Radio 4, 11:45 a.m, Book of the Week is Hiroshima 815, The Lost Memoir. And this is based on Kiyoshi Tanimoto's first-hand account of the aftermath of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, featuring contributions by his daughter, peace activist Koko Kondo. Pastor Kiyoshi wakes up on what feels like a normal day. When a powerful explosion rocks the city, he can scarcely believe what he's witnessing, but he's nonetheless determined to help. At 11:45 a.m, Book of the Week, Hiroshima, The Lost Memoir, on Radio 4. On Radio 3, the composer of the week is the pianist of whom I mentioned before, at the time of the French Revolution, Hélène de Montgeroux, throughout the week, at various times. And much later on Radio 4, 10:45 p.m, Book at Bedtime, The Vicar of Wakefield. This is a continuation of the reading that began last week. So episodes 1 to 5 have been finished. This week it's episodes 6 to 10. The Vicar of Wakefield is Book at Bedtime. It's by Oliver Goldsmith. And the whole tale is told through to the end. That's 10:45 p.m. on Monday the 10th of August till Friday. Staying with Monday the 10th of August, the programmes that are on that day alone, 9 o'clock in the morning on Radio 4, Across the Red Line. This is the third part of a programme, Is a University Education Still Worth It? Anne McEvoy chairs a debate on whether university education is still delivering social and career progress for young people, the various contributors. That's followed, 9:30 on Radio 4, by How Did We Get Here? No World Order. This is part three of Russia Goes Its Own Way. Tristan Redman is joined by journalists Gabriel Gatehouse and Luke Harding to examine the aftermath of the 11th of September attacks on New York and to explore how cooperation between the USA and Russia gave way in the wake of the US-led invasion of Iraq in 2003. They also discuss the near-fatal poisoning of the Ukrainian opposition candidate Viktor Yushchenko during the 2004 presidential election. So that's How Did We Get Here? Russia Goes Its Own Way, 9:38 morning on Radio 4. In the afternoon at 3 o'clock, Great Lives, a new series, Matthew Paris and guests present a profile of a major cultural figure. In this episode, actor Derek Jacobi and playwright and theatre critic Tim Walker reflect on the work of the actor and director Laurence Olivier, who died in 1989, and of course who was famous for film and theatre and for being such a critical developer of the National Theatre. That's 3 p.m. Great Lives on Radio 4 on Monday the 10th of August. Now to Tuesday the 11th of August, and again more proms on BBC Radio 3, and on Radio 4, starting at 9 a.m, Invisible Hands, The American Century. It's all a lot of politics this week. This is the third part of a six-part series, and it's called Operation Ajax, and it's very topical. Tehran, the capital of Iran, in 1953, hidden in the boot of a car, the American diplomat, Kermit Roosevelt III, is on his way to meet with the Shah of Iran. Roosevelt is part of a top-secret mission for the CIA ahead of a coup to overthrow Iran's popular Prime Minister, Mohammad Mossadegh, who who was threatening to nationalise the country's oil industry. So that takes us back a long way, 1953 in Iran, and we're still involved with Iran today. There's a play in the afternoon, Tuesday 11th of August. Claire, it's called, at 2:15. Fantasy crime drama by Philip Palmer. A private detective with hypersensitive clairvoyant powers is called upon to find her landlord's niece, who's gone missing in France. That's 2:15 on Radio 4. And at 4 o'clock on Radio 4, Above and Below, the battle to save Britain's prehistoric art. Historian and writer Eleanor Barraclough discovers the challenges of conserving Britain's ancient sites from the impact of global warming, including erosion by unpredictable weather and the devastating effects of wildfires. Her journey takes her from the Uffington White Horse, carved into an Oxfordshire hillside some 3,000 years ago, to Bronze Age rock art in North Yorkshire. That's 4 p.m. on Radio 4. And at 4:30, there's the continuing series of discussions by the two doctors, What's Up Docs, the doctors Chris and Zand van Tulleken, exploring what it means to relax, asking whether the activities people choose actually facilitate relaxation. Staying with Radio 4, of course, at 8:40 is the programme In Touch, the weekly discussion led by Peter White, taking up various topics particularly relevant to blind or partially sighted listeners. That's followed at 9 p.m. by Crossing Continents, part two of a nine-part series. It's about the Victoria Falls on the border of Zambia and Zimbabwe, which is considered one of the natural wonders of the world. Isaac Jacobson reports, however, there's concern that development around the waterfall could threaten the area's delicate ecosystem and exacerbate conflict between humans and wildlife. That's 9 p.m. on Radio 4, Crossing Continents. Now on to Wednesday, the 12th of August, and starting at 9 a.m. on BBC Radio 4, Sideways. At London Euston Railway Station, professional violinist Min Jim Kim is about to get on a train bound for Manchester to perform at a concert. She's taking her 300-year-old Stradivarius, valued at £1.2 million, with her. The violin is her treasured, constant companion until it disappears. In this episode, Matthew Side considers what we value and why. That's 9 a.m. on BBC Radio 4. An hour later, 10 a.m. on a Radio 4 Extra, The Greenham Effect. Politically inept and wrong. That was former Defence Secretary Michael Heseltine's judgment on the women protesting against US nuclear cruise missiles at RAF Greenham Common in 1981. Others would argue the peace camp was one of the most transformative social movements of the 20th century, in which the use of theatrical non-violence would shape future campaigns from the likes of Extinction Rebellion. Indeed, the establishment of a female-only space proved empowering, not least because it allowed women marginalised at home and at work to find friendship and relationships. The presenter of Archive on 4, Rebecca Morden, was at the peace camp as a child, and she taps a rich oral history of more than 100 women who participated across 19 years. Back to Radio 4 at 3:30. Curious title, Methane-Eating Bacteria from the Arctic. In 2008, Arctic scientists at the University of Tromsø pulled a sample from a landfill site. The bacteria inside turned out to boast an unusual property. They thrived on methane. For the nearly 20 years since, the researchers who found them have been working on culturing and understanding these bacteria, in part to find out if they could be used to remove methane, a massive contributor to climate change, from the atmosphere and mitigate the warming of the planet. Carl Smith explores their discoveries. That's Methane-Eating Bacteria from the Arctic at 3:30 p.m. on Radio 4. Still on Radio 4, 6:30, Best Medicine. Louise Broadway, the CEO and founder of Devon Healing Horsemanship, reveals how horses can help people for whom talking therapies haven't worked. Intensive care doctor Matt Morgan argues there's more to breaking bad news than simply delivering it, and comedian Mel Owen shares how short online videos helped lead her to two life-changing diagnoses. That's 6:30 p.m. on Radio 4. On Thursday, the 13th of August, on the BBC World Service at 9:30 a.m. and repeated at 8:05 p.m., there's a documentary called The Tree of Diplomacy. Now, we're told that China generally doesn't like cooperating with the West, but this programme about botanists tells another story, one that's been largely untold for more than a century. Orkney-born Mandarin-speaking Finn Aberdeen has produced films about China for more than two decades, and he talks to policy analysts, supply chain diplomats, and leading Chinese and US botanists about a long-established but little-known Sino-US political dialogue, so-called botanical diplomacy, which reveals a remarkable soft power between the two nations. Tracing the relationship from field notes taken during the earliest expeditions to present-day collaborators between like-minded plant scientists, Aberdeen learns how the quiet work of botanists has weathered the political storms that have dominated the headlines. The eponymous Dove Tree has much to tell us about human contact. Back to Radio 4. In the afternoon, the play is Security. This is at 2:15, afternoon drama. It's by Kelly Jones, whose recent stage play, My Mother's Funeral, shone light on the darkness experienced by families without the means to pay burial costs for loved ones. In her debut drama for Radio 4, she turns her attention to the black economy fed by habitual shoplifters who sell baby formula and other necessities to parents at a lower price than the supermarkets. It's eye-opening for the polite radio listeners like you and me who may not even be aware of the baby banks distributing essentials all over the UK. This harsh world is softened considerably by the actions of warm-hearted security guard Donna. That's the afternoon play, Security, 2:15 on Radio 4. Staying on 4 at 4 p.m, The Briefing Room. I have to say this is another of my favourite programmes. David Aronovich and guests explore the issues behind a story in the news. But then I guess I'm a news freak. And just for a bit of lightheartedness, at 6:30 on Radio 4, Icklewick FM. This is part 3 of 6 parts, The Festival. In series 1 of the comedies about a small town radio station. The team are reporting from the town's 233rd agricultural festival. It's at 6:30 on Radio 4. And finally to Friday, August the 14th. Again going to BBC World Service first at 1:30 p.m. and repeated at 10:30 p.m. Heart and Soul. It's a rare opportunity to hear, in his own words, the story of the great philanthropist Laurent de Cherizet, whose life changed when a car accident left his sister severely disabled. Inspired by gospel stories, de Cherizet founded the Simon de Sirene Association, which, since 2009, has built homes around France for people of all faiths and mental and physical abilities. Funding came in part from the box office ticket sales of the hit 2011 film Untouchable, inspired by the story of French businessman Philippe Pozzo di Borgo, who became quadriplegic after a paragliding accident. That's 1:30 and also at 10:30 p.m. on BBC World Service. On Radio 4 at 4 p.m, Last Word. Matthew Bannister reflects on the lives of notable people who have recently died. I've listened to these programmes many times, and it's always fascinating to hear what others think about these people who have recently died. They're usually famous people, of course. Radio 4 has given over the 6:30 slot to a series of different types of humour, and a new series starts on the 14th, Friday the 14th. The People Have Spoken. Ian Smith is joined by other comedians to delve into the latest news stories. Together with the studio audience, they endeavour to solve the biggest problem facing the world. Well, I'm not sure what the biggest problem is, but I can pretty well guess. And finally, at 8 p.m, Any Questions? Alex Forsyth chairs the political forum from Poole Museum in Dorset as an audience canvasses the opinions of four leading figures. Because at this stage, we don't know who the guests are. That's Any Questions, 8 p.m. on Friday. It's also the end of the week. Hope you enjoy some radio listening.
Hello, this is Val from Wharfdale Talking News with my selection of audio-described TV programmes for the period Saturday the 8th to Friday the 14th of August 2026. So starting with Saturday the 8th of August, in Prewley's Cotswold Kitchen on ITV1 at 12 noon, Sandy Toksvig helps Prue create two dishes from a 1920s pamphlet. In A Cook Abroad, Monica Galletti's France at 12:50pm on BBC One, the MasterChef judge embarks on a culinary tour of the Jura region of eastern France. I don't think the lack of an audio description will detract from enjoying listening to a collection of music that has soundtracked some of the most dazzling sci-fi films of all time. Space Soundtracks at the Proms is on BBC Two at 7:35pm. The Bond film Quantum of Solace, starring Daniel Craig as 007, is on ITV One at 8pm. The historian journeys across Turkey, tracing the birth of agriculture, religion, trade, urban life, myths and empire in the new two-part documentary Bettany Hughes' Lost Worlds, Dawn of Civilizations, on Channel 4 at 8pm. The second episode of the documentary series Dictator, The Hitler Interviews, on Channel 4 at 9pm, traces how he silenced critic to gain total political control of Germany. Newly single, Alan explores fresh experiences to see if trying different things can improve our well-being. How Are You? It's Alan Partridge, is on BBC One at 9:25pm. The documentary Elvis, The Colonel and the Mob at 10pm on Channel 4 tells us how the singer and his manager got mixed up in organised crime with the mafia exploiting his shows to aid money laundering operations. Part 2 follows at 11:05. The romantic comedy Bridget Jones' Diary is the late film on BBC One at 10:20pm. As the trial draws to a close, Michael's fate hangs in the balance. The drama The Staircase is on ITV One, also at 10:20pm. On to Sunday, the 9th of August. On BBC One at 3:15 this afternoon, there is the animated film Wallace and Gromit, A Grand Day Out. Or over on Channel 4 at 4:40pm, there is the musical comedy Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, starring Whoopi Goldberg. As sea temperatures rise, the challenges of parenthood in the animal kingdom increase. The documentary Force of Nature is on ITV One at 6pm. Several choices at 8 tonight. The National Youth Orchestra performs in the BBC Proms from the Royal Albert Hall at 8 o'clock. When an environmental campaigner is murdered, several potential suspects are caught on CCTV. But one of them appears to be a famous singer who vanished and was presumed dead. Find out more in this week's episode of Van der Valk on ITV One at 8. The actor arrives on Sicily, home of Cyclops, in the second part of Richard E. Grant's Very Modern Odyssey on Channel 4 at 8. A new drawing from Bethany leads Gabs and Dick to the old ruins where the truth is revealed. The final episode of The Rapture is on BBC One at 9pm. The search for remarkable amateur pianists continues in Manchester. The piano is on Channel 4 at 9pm. Here are those programmes which are on at the same time throughout the week. And this week, there is live coverage of the European Athletics Championships on BBC One, Monday to Friday, each morning from 10:30 to 1:15pm, and in the evening from 8 to 10pm. So subsequent programmes may run late or change. and although not audio described, the commentary should give you an idea of the action. Escape to the Country is at 2:45 p.m. and The Repair Shop is at 3:30 p.m. each day on BBC One. Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15 a.m. and Bargain Hunt at 12:15 p.m. have moved to BBC Two this week. On ITV One, Dickinson's Real Deal, that's at 2 p.m. each day. On Channel 4, there are four episodes of the sitcom Frasier starting at 9:10 each morning, Monday to Friday. On ITV3, there are two episodes of Heartbeat starting at 5:50 and 6:55 p.m. Monday to Friday. Now for Monday, the 10th of August. Father and son, Martin and Roman Kemp, set off on a journey in search of the legends, landscapes, mystery and history that have shaped the people and culture of Ireland, beginning on the south coast in County Cork. Martin and Roman's Irish road trip is on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. Two more teams compete in University Challenge at 8:30 p.m. on BBC Two. Chris Packham ends his story of evolution with a look at how the horse emerged as one of the planet's greatest athletes over 500 million years. Evolution is on BBC Two at 9 p.m. Christine was discovered in a Waterloo train carriage as a baby and wants to know who left her there. Find out more in Long Lost Family, Born Without Trace on ITV One at 9 p.m. Bob and Paul visit the Highlands in tonight's repeat of Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing on BBC Two at 10 p.m. Tuesday, 11th of August. The remaining sewers tackle the world of sportswear in this week's episode of The Great British Sewing Bee on BBC Two at 8 p.m. DCI Stanhope investigates when two people are murdered at a country house. Vera is on ITV Three at 8 p.m. The historian sets out to discover whether England's first ruling female monarch was as bloody as her reputation suggests. Bloody Mary, Lucy Worsley investigates, is on BBC Two at 9 p.m. Dr. Angela Gallup reveals how clues found in blood traces helped to solve two cases, including the killing of 10-year-old Damilola Taylor. Cold Case Forensics, In the Blood, is on ITV One at 9 p.m. Otie and Richard's journey concludes in the Eastern Cape, where they encounter a herd of elephants. Otie and Richard's South African Odyssey is on More 4 at 9 p.m. Wednesday, 12th of August. A water-damaged photo of President John F. Kennedy's children with their English nanny and a broken stringed instrument from Venezuela are among the items brought into the repair shop on BBC Two at 8 p.m. The discovery of a Second World War bomb shelter in their back garden adds a surprise element for a couple renovating a Canterbury B&B. Extraordinary Extensions is on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. The owner of a fruit and vegetable company is found stabbed in his own home. The Chelsea detective is on the U and Drama Channel at 8 p.m. The concluding part follows at 9 p.m. The body of a man who had been shot dead while walking his dog was discovered in rural Perth and Kinross. This programme follows events in Scotland's High Court as his former colleague stands trial for his murder, but there were no witnesses and no forensic evidence. The first episode of the two-part documentary Murder Trial, Death of a Dog Walker, starts on BBC Two at 9 p.m. Spy Next Door, the Anna Chapman story, on Channel 4 at 9 p.m, tells the story of the Russian businesswoman and model who was unmasked by the FBI in 2010 as part of a Russian spy ring. Continues tomorrow at the same time. Shane and Clifford hatch a plan to abduct the wife of a hedge fund manager. It seems foolproof, but is it? Find out in Inside Number 9 on BBC Two at 10 p.m. On to Thursday the 13th of August. In Emilia-Romagna, Tom joins a local producer at the chestnut harvest and learns of their importance to the region. Tom Courage Cooks Italy is on ITV1 at 7:30 p.m. In a new competition, seven pairs of aspiring art dealers try to turn a profit in a highly competitive industry. The Big Deal with Steph McGovern is on BBC Two at 8 p.m. David Olusoga tells the story of an Edinburgh house through the people who lived there in a new series of A House Through Time on BBC Two at 9 p.m. The teams land in Zurich, where they take on the Governess and the Dark Destroyer. The Chase Around the World is on ITV1 at 9 p.m. In 2020, Rhiannon Rudd became the youngest girl to be charged with terror offences in the UK. This documentary re-examines the events that led her into the criminal justice system. The Schoolgirl Terrorist is on Channel 4 at 10 p.m. And so we come to Friday, the 14th of August. The Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra perform in tonight's visit to the BBC Proms from the Royal Albert Hall at 7 p.m. James tackles hair loss head-on, hoping to fix his hairline and his confidence in an 8-hour transplant involving over 2,000 grafts for £9,000. Find out if it worked in Surgery Secrets of the Super Rich on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. The sleuth discovers a murderer is using a model village to plan their attacks. Father Brown is on the U and Drama Channel at 8 p.m. The team makes a breakthrough in the search for Kate's missing phone, but then Bergerac's world is turned upside down. Bergerac is on BBC Two at 9 p.m. We end this week's selection with the sitcom Android on BBC One at 10:40 p.m. Sue and Linda are going on a camping trip, with Sue eager to catch a rare meteor shower. So I think we're going to be ending with Fun and Games this week.
TNF Soundings.